This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Here's one way to beat high rents in the United States. Commute in from a different country. A cheaper place, hipster bars, and an artisanal food culture in Tijuana, Mexico have attracted U.S. commuters. With one of those official Sentry passes, a person can get to San Diego in under an hour. Hannah Harris-Green has the story.
In Tijuana, 2,000 feet from the border, Miguel Marshall is showing me around Estación Federal, the live-workspace he's building in a reconstructed gas station.
This space is currently under construction for a tap room and a mixology bar.
The residential part of the complex is already finished. Marshall found some of the tenants by advertising on San Diego's Craigslist page, under the heading,
"A little south of San Diego."
In recent years, he's seen more Californians interested in living in Tijuana and commuting to San Diego. He thinks it's because of California's rising rent prices and also Tijuana's recent revival.
They have great food, great culture.
And cheaper rent. At Estación Federal, studio apartments cost $505 a month all included, with 24-hour security. For one tenant, David Flood, this means a lifestyle he could never have imagined back in San Diego, where he works, and where a studio can go for around $1,400 a month.
I've been working part-time, like 15 to 20 hours a week, just at a restaurant as a server. That's all I needed to live here and literally do as I desire.
In this new Tijuana, huge condo complexes are popping up right by the border, with swimming pools and security guards and prices less than half of what you'd find in downtown San Diego. But according to Urbano Mata, a cartoonist who has lived in Tijuana his whole life, Americans get the better end of this deal than native-born Mexicans.
An American can just be a dishwasher and live here like a king.
He drew a comic for Vice about competing with Americans for apartments.
The truth is, if you're not making dollars, you ain't worth nada. El dinero no habla español.
The proximity of two different cultures and currencies is already pushing some Mexicans to the edge of Tijuana. But for real estate developers like Marshall, the change is welcome.
There's an emerging country and a first world country at the same space. That creates a lot of opportunities.
Opportunities that include more Californians moving south of the border, especially since rents in San Diego are projected to keep rising. In Tijuana, I'm Hannah Harris-Green for Marketplace.